It's time now for Swiss Up with Dario. Hello, Dario.
Hello, Mark.
Now, Dario, let's take a look at those votes we had over the weekend. Now, we have Swiss voters called to the polls to vote on the COVID law, the nursing care initiative, and an initiative that was supposed to change the way federal judges are selected. The results are in, and today on Swiss Up, we're going to take a look at a closer look at them. Starting, of course, Dario, with the biggie, which is the vote on the amended COVID law. That passed.
Yes.
That passed, yes.
That passed.
Or failed, whichever way you want to look at it.
It failed. The referendum against this amended COVID law failed, which means it passed. The COVID law passed.
Right.
Population accepted it. 62% of voters are in favor of the law that forms the legal basis of measures to fight the pandemic, such as contact tracing and the COVID certificate in Switzerland.
And if we look at results right across the country, it was pretty uniform, wasn't it?
It was pretty uniform. Almost all cantons said yes, or the population in almost every canton said yes, except in Schwyz and in Appenzell Innerrhoden. Everywhere else, the COVID law was accepted.
Okay, now, this vote, though, I mean, I think the government will be pleased at this, I'm sure, because this vote sends a strong message to those people who are sometimes extremely vocal opponents to the law, but actually what it shows is there's this quiet majority, frankly, who actually quite like the restrictions.
Yes, indeed. So the hope is that the clear result now will calm the heated debate down in the coming weeks and months so that the government can actually focus on fighting the pandemic once again. Something that it seems to have put off for a while to not strain the population too much in the run-up to Sunday's vote. And maybe rightly so. Tensions were real during the campaign. Death threats were sent to politicians favorable to the law, and on Sunday the federal palace in Bern was actually barricaded with metal fences because it was feared that violent demonstrations by opponents to the law could break out in response to the results. Even the official press center of the Confederation was apparently blocked off to prevent any violent intrusions on Sunday. In the end, no unrest occurred, but such preventive measures are a first in modern Swiss history on a voting Sunday, and they show how tense the debate around the COVID law were in the past weeks.
Okay, now let's take a look at the second national vote. This is the initiative on nursing care, also passed by a large margin. I think perhaps not surprisingly, but quite historically relevant.
Yes, 61% of the population and all but one canton are voted in favor of the initiative that enshrines the nursing profession in the Swiss constitution and gives the government additional competencies to improve working conditions for health professionals and increases the budget for training programs for nurses. So the vote passed, the initiative passed, but the initiative didn't formulate out exactly what has to change. So it's now up to the government to come up with specific measures to improve the working conditions for nurses.
Okay, now that popular initiative being accepted is quite a historic event. Why is that?
Yes, it is a historic event because it turns out this is the first time in 40 years that Swiss voters approve a popular initiative that was initiated by a trade union. But it's not really a surprise this time around that this initiative passed. Even though it was launched before 2019, COVID and the pandemic certainly served the initiative. Cause. The importance of nurses all of a sudden became much more apparent to a large part of the population. And during the campaign, initiators often said that applauding the health workers during the COVID lockdowns was nice, but that now it was time for the population to send a real message in support of the nurses of this country. And it sure seems that this Sunday, the voters answered that call, stepped up to the plate and gave in a way a bit of a present to the nurses of this country.
Okay, now finally, let's take a look at that last national issue. It was an initiative that wanted federal judges to be chosen through kind of a lottery system rather than elected by the parliament. Most voters, though, didn't think that was a very good idea.
No, the Justice Initiative had no chance of passing. 68% of the voters rejected the reform. Polls predicted a much closer call for this one. But in the end, lots of voters probably decided not to fix a system that many felt wasn't broken in the first place. So federal judges in Switzerland will continue to get elected by members of parliament, and they will continue to have to be affiliated to a political party.
Okay. Although I know the government has sort of said they may look at this system, they just didn't like the lottery idea of it. So, so I'll watch the space for that one, I think. However, now let's move away from the federal votes and more on the cantonal votes. Now, in Geneva, there were local votes and one extremely clear result.
Yes, absolutely impressive results in Geneva. In particular, the introduction to the cantonal constitution of a mechanism for the removal of a member of the Council of State, so of the government of the canton, the so-called Lex Mode, named after the disgraced former conseiller d'état. An incredible 92% of the Genevan population were in favor of introducing a procedure to impeach a member of government. A result, really, I don't think I have ever seen such a result in any Swiss vote. I don't know if maybe you have, Mark.
No,
but
not
anyways,
that high.
It's a not that high, right? A clear sign that the population has had it with the Mode scandal and wants to prevent similar affairs from ever paralyzing the Genevan political workings again. In that same spirit, 78% of Genevans scrapped the lifelong annuities for government members.
Okay, while the votes in favour, the level of those votes in favour of those new laws were solid and maybe surprising to how strong they were. We knew those were going to pass.
Yeah.
I mean, that was not a surprise. However, what was closer and a little bit more uncertain in Geneva was about shop opening hours. Which way did that go?
Yes, probably for a while now, this will remain that way, that the shops opening hours will remain unchanged. This was the third vote on the topic in 5 years, and the signal sent was also not as clear as the other ones, a closer call, but still it's still clear. 53% of Geneva voters sided with the unions on this one and opposed the deterioration of working conditions for sales staff. So the opening hours of shops in Geneva, they remain unchanged. Remember, the idea was to harmonize the opening hours across the week so that every day of the week shops would close at 7 p.m., if I'm not mistaken, and there would be additional Sunday shopping on three occasions throughout the year. So this is now not changing. Shops will continue to stay open longer on Thursday nights and a little shorter on Saturday
nights. Yeah, so no change.
If you're familiar to the Geneva system, then that's going to be for a while.
Okay, right. Dario, thanks very much indeed. That was Dario there, taking a look at the voting results over the weekend. If you want to hear that episode again and others in the series, you can always go to our website, which of course is worldradio.ch/SwissUp.